Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not a hunter, but I'm told that in places like in the Arctic, where indigenous people sometimes might hunt a wolf, they'll take a double-edged blade and they'll put blood on the blade and they'll melt the ice and stick the handle in the ice so that only the blade is protruded, and that a wolf will smell the blood and wants to eat, and it'll come and lick the blade trying to eat. And what happens is when the wolf licks the blade, of course, he cuts his tongue and he bleeds and he thinks he's really having a good meal. He drinks and he licks and of course he's drinking his own blood and he kills himself. That's what the imperialists did to us with crack cocaine. You got these young brothers out there thinking that they're getting something that they're going to make a living with. They're getting something they can buy a car like the white people have cars. Why can't I have a car? They're getting something so they can get a piece of gold. The white people have gold. Why can't I have gold? They're getting something to get a house. The white people have a house. Why can't I have a house? And they actually think that it's something that's bringing resources to them, but they're killing themselves just like the wolf who's licking the blade, and they're slowly dying without knowing. That's what's happening to the community. You with me on that? That's exactly and precisely what happens to the community. And instead of blaming the hunter who put the damn handle and the blade in the ice for the wolf, that what happens is the wolf gets blamed for trying to live. That's what happens in our community. You don't blame the person, the victim, you blame the oppressor. Imperialism, white power is the enemy. Was the enemy when it first came to Africa, snatched up the first African, brought us here against our will, is the enemy today. That's the thing that we have to understand.
Ray Charles in my Ray-Ban. No one, I'm talking straight man. Them haters only die cause I turn it up. Then they break the knob, watch me turn it up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Watch me turn it up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Y'all's in my Ravens, look like I'm on vacation. Money ain't the topic, then no need for conversation. Your shorty want that pipe, I go to work and call it maintenance. Beat it up so good, it made her neighbors call the station. No one, straight man, racked up like a pool hall. Hit a good, make a break then, then break off like a cue ball. All about that lettuce, I stack it up like it's Tetris. All I see is money, no workout, homie, I'm flexing. I tell you when I'm hiring, she detailing and polishing. I tricked too much kebab, kaboom, I gave her a scholarship. Excuse me, Planet Fitness, but I'm flexing with no membership. All I do is digits like I'm working for a dealership. Can't do it like my team, why the f*** would you try? Popping bottles, we are peeled like the 4th of July. All I do is stunt, watch me turn it up. All I do is flex, watch me turn it up.
I see my family that came out tonight, this is No Covers. On Blog Talk Radio, we going uncovers tonight. 858-947-6607. Press 1 if you'd like to talk to the host. Chat room is now open. We're live tonight, coming on with a new show called Uncovered, where we take it down a notch from our morning show and we go down to talk to our folks that are on prime time, 8 o'clock at night. This is Tuesdays and Thursdays. You all that have been joining us for the last 4 months on No Covers, welcome. I see the lines are lit up tonight. I see you in the house, and we are coming live to you with a special guest. Man, I've been waiting for this show. I've been priming for this show, and I've been getting us primed for this show because we got a special guest in the house tonight. We're going to come to you live. We're going to keep the format that we always do, sharing with you the knowledge that we always share. But for my callers that have followed us down to the night show, hey, this is our night, because what we always strive to do on No Covers is keep it No Covers. It's Uncovered. This our show. We can say what we want to say, do what we want to do. This is our show. It's paid for out of our pocket. The donations you give me is paid for this show. This is our time. It's our show. It's time for us to network and grow and build this community. As always, I say on this air, we're coming to you out of the port city of Wilmington, North Carolina, home of the 1898 Rebellion. I'm proud to say that. Why? Because in 1898, they took over the town and told black folks, get out by sunset or die. They sent them across the river, filled the Cape Fear blood, killed the Cape Fear River up with the blood of those ancestors of ours. But here we are in 2012, standing strong. We know cover, standing strong. We are coming to you strong, trying to promote black unity, black pride, who we are, self-reliance, do for self. We coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. That's enough for me tonight. Hey, 858-947-6607. Press 1 if you want to talk to the host or ask a question tonight. Now, I want to bring to you the mic, my brother, my special brother. I love this brother. I love this young man because I see him in him, my son. I see him in potential. I see in him our future. And as always, I'm glad you lit up tonight. I'm looking at the callers. Y'all have really blessed me tonight because I'm looking at you on the board. My morning callers have came down to the night to hear the brother because I want y'all to hear from him. We got to figure out how to make this bridge and connect this vibe. So without me talking anymore, Brother Blanco, are you on the line?
Salute, my brother. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I've been waiting for this. You know, I've been pumped for this. You know,
I've been pumped for
because everything we did in the daytime. You know, last time I had you on the air, we had a good response, and I said, man, I got to bring the brother back prime time at 8 o'clock at night. You know, when it's prime time, so we can really get down and talk about some issues. I played you a little clip. You know, the turn up.
Oh, man, that's what's up. And to keep it 100, man, you this the first, you know what I'm saying, radio place I just got that finished up. So,
oh, well, I'm going to pump the next one on the break then.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Yeah. You already know I appreciate the opportunity tonight, man. You already know.
Yeah, well, that's where we at. Now, let's get started. Now.
Okay.
Man, I don't have no, I really was going to write down an agenda for the night. But my main objective, let me set my main goals up because I see my callers on the air. And those that want to call in, we're going to take questions as you want to call in. Here's the rules. Press the button on one. I'm going to put you on. You get out of hand, I'm going to cut you off. Okay? Because I'm paying for the show. So that's my prerogative. So that's where we at. Now, because I got a lot of stuff we need to talk about, this show is going to be recorded because I feel that your voice is not being heard. What you tell me, when we talk, me and you, when we talk one-on-one, it's not being heard. It's not getting out there.
You're right about that.
You know, it's not being felt. So, first of all, tell me or tell us who is, because I know you as, you know, a lot of folks know you as Corey. Who is Blanco Pinero?
Well, basically, you know, to give you a rundown, you know, I'm a lyrical artist. You know, I'm an artist from Wilmington, North Carolina. You know, I write music, write poetry, you know, perform at shows. You know, you can call me a rapper. I feel like I'm an artist. And the name Blanco De Niro came from, you know, when I was younger, you know, I was always the lightest one out of everybody who I grew up with, you know. So they used to call me White Boy, you know what I'm saying? So that ran for a minute. Then, you know, Blanco came. And basically, you know, I went from, you know, that to Blanco and then Blanco to Niro. You know how names add on being around everybody. So, you know, that's basically how the name came on. But, you know, as time went by, the significance of that name, you know, just grew more and more, you know what I'm saying? You can Google that name, Google Blanco De Niro, and, You know, I Googled it, you know, just to see, you know, why did I pick that name? And it just so happens, that I Googled it, and it was a book that somebody wrote about, you know, well, you know, the translation from Blanco de Negro is Spanish for white money.
Yeah.
And when I Googled white money, it was actually a book that was written about that. And basically, to the black man, white money is black power. Because right now, you know, a lot of blacks are bonded by, you know, the economic system, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as money, you know what I'm saying? So when you see a black person with money, we associate that with power. You know, us coming from the streets, we a lot of people, you know, look down on us for rapping about drugs or rapping about, you know, some of the things that we get slandered for as rappers, you know, by the older, you know, demographic of people. But at the same time, you got to understand the only powerful black people that we see in the streets are these people and things that we rap about, the drug dealers, you know what I'm saying, the whatever, you know what I'm saying, that you feel like is wrong that we glorify. Those are the only powerful black people that we see. So if that's what we see, that's what we're going to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I feel like if you from an area or an environment, what you see is all you going to know. How you going to know what's on the other side if you've never been there? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. That's
basically, you know what I'm saying, the sum up of that right there.
So now when we look at that, when we look at that environment that we're coming from,
right.
I'm going to go two ways. One, I'm going to have to hit you straight upside the head because you know
yeah. How
I'm going to come.
Right, I already know.
Because we know they listening to us and they watching
right.
us.
Right.
How do we handle the gang aspect, which is to me, I'm going to let you answer it because I already know my answer. I'm trying to be a host tonight.
What you mean?
I'm trying not to be a politician tonight. How do
we
handle 1090 and Blanco? Because I know Blanco and
man.
I know what they say when we sitting in boardrooms.
Yeah, I want to clear that up, man.
Please.
Because it's a big misconception, man. You know what I'm saying? You got too many people with power that got power enough to go off their opinion, and nobody else's opinion matters. Like, to keep it 100, I don't like the police. I don't. At all. You feel me? Because I was slandered. I'm still slandered today. Like, people don't understand what we go through in the hood. Like, I get pulled over, and the police asking me when my new mixtape coming out. Like, come on, man. That's harassment. Get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the same time, when you have people, basically this whole city is ran by the police. You know what I'm saying? The police control everything. You know what I'm saying? You want to own a business, what you got to do? Go through the police. You want to own a gun, you go through the police. Everything goes through the police. You know what I'm saying? So basically, they got power over everything. So whatever opinion they have, who is there to say they wrong? You know what I'm saying? So how the police feel about this movement, I can care less. Knowing that I'm moving right, because you can't prove somebody a opinion wrong about, you know what I'm saying, a certain thing when they so fixed and somebody being negative, or they so fixed and a certain movement being negative, you can't prove them wrong. If I'm so negative and I'm such a community threat, and I'm no warrant for my arrest, you know what am I doing? Come on, it's almost like I got to move times two. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to view myself as a positive person. But it's almost like I got to prove to somebody who I really am other than being myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had two birthday parties at two different venues get shut down by Gang Task Force and ALE. I had two of them. I had three shows in the time frame of 2 weeks get shut down by Ellie. Keep in mind, we got money coming with investors. We got radio commercials playing. Like the promoter who promoted one of the shows, like, you know what I'm saying? He went as far as contacting to see where this is coming from, because as far as everything that went down, all we got from the club owner was like, yo, ALE said it's not going down as that. So we like, ALE what? Like, what's saying what? Like, it's not going down. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that whole situation with me, I still don't sit right with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your birthday only come once a month. I mean, it come once a year. So I had 2 birthday parties. I was trying to do it big. Both of them got shut down. Keep in mind, I never had any type of conflict at any event whatsoever. Any. That goes from, because I'm a promoter. I promote parties on top of, you know what I'm saying, being an artist, musical artist. And I had, you know what I'm saying, I promoted teen parties before I did all of that. You know what I'm saying? Kids come out, you know what I'm saying, their parents feel comfortable dropping their kids off, like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the other aspect of it is this big, powerful force that's trying to stop, you know what I'm saying, us from the streets from doing something positive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Man, I can't even count on my hands how many people I done lost in these streets over a year or two span. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. Like, it's just crazy, man.
So
like, I pulled up the other day, right? I pulled up the other day, the 10th Street Park, you know what I'm saying, to do a music video for the Baller of the Year joint. And, you know, I put on Twitter whatever that I was going to do it. And I said the time that it was going to jump off. I'm sitting in the car, and at the exact time that I said it was going to jump off, because I got there early, I see a sheriff van, a community crime scene unit van, ride by. I ain't never seen that type of van in a day in my life. Ride by, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, now let's look at it. Let's look at it and help us
know
walk through
what?
This. Help us walk through this, because here is our time for clarity. They do that because now the 12-year-old that's sitting in Holly Shelter,
yeah,
that's repping 1090.
You know, and that's
Pope,
crazy, man. Because
how do we connect? How do we connect that, and how do we disconnect that so that they are clear that when that 12-year-old run up to you, how you connect it or disconnect it?
When that 12-year-old, you know what I'm saying, come up to me, I did a little show for Zay Parade, you know. Still apologize for not being radio edited at the time, but you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of kids out there, and for whatever reason, I do not know, man, these kids really love me, you feel me? Like, I don't know what it is, man. Me and my homeboy, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, Tyron Jones, a.k.a., you know, Merc Biddy, man.
Yes,
we
sir.
Had we did a music video at 10th Street Park a couple years ago called Big Money and Kush. Y'all can YouTube that.
They love it.
And they love it, man. They still play it today. I mean, you play it right now, people in the street going to go crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? You play it in a club, and our club still go crazy. We did a song 2 years ago, man. The kids love it. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, man, me being a conscious person, I hate to see people look at me and get the wrong message from me. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, I am from the streets. You know what I'm saying? And I had to do what I had to do to survive to get to this point. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, man, it really hurt me to know that somebody, kids, will be out here, you know what I'm saying, acting in that type of way. And then saying that they 1090, like, come on, man. That's crazy, man. You know, like, my cousin just came up to me the other day, like, yo, man, you know, these kids out here, 1090, you know what I'm saying? I hop out on them, like, yo, that ain't real right. You know what I'm saying? That's not what none of this stand for. You feel me? Because what they out there doing, that come back on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, what I want to get this across too, man, is if there's any parents out there on this Blog Talk Radio, please, I got a child on the way, so I can't really speak from a parent's point of view. But, man, y'all please stop letting these rappers raise y'all kids, man. Like, you got to have some type of more leeway or leverage over your kids, man, because at the same time, I got a message that I need to get across, you know, as far as I use my music to get my frustration off at the same time. So if I got 1,000 kids looking up to me, like, how can I make this song get my frustration off? They gonna hear, like, it gotta be some type of parental advisory, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as that kid's standpoint, you know what I'm saying?
We caught in it. I believe that the game that we're in right now, we're caught in a frustration. We're caught in a mix. You use it just like I use poetry. You use it to get your frustration off. Okay, they turn around and promote it.
Right.
And I don't think the parents or the powers to be, they understand, but they don't understand that the people that promote it, what they're promoting is self-destruction.
Yeah.
But that's
it
because
really
you're using it as a venue, and I feel you. Some of your, you know, I'm into your music. Some
I
of the
really
music
know.
That you come
I'm
back not. On, I'm into it, and I can understand that you're trying to express where you come from and where you've been at. Good example.
Exactly.
We took your video. Just and I got a couple callers on the air that I know this. We took your video and shared it with professional people. The last video you did.
At GetRich.com.
Oh, man. We took that one.
Yeah,
and
man.
We shared
y'all
it.
Y'all go check that out,
we
man.
Took it out to UNCW. Y'all go check the video. It was a nice video. I love the edited quality. I mean, when I saw it,
oh, yeah,
I said,
shout out to my boy King Brady, man.
Hey, man,
word
hey,
up,
Pete.
Man.
Hey, the brother makes brother do good work.
Brother, yeah.
Brother do proper work. Yeah, you know, brother do proper work. So when I saw the video, I said, okay, let me share this with some professional people in the arena. So we took it over to UNCW and shared it with some, you know, professors. And I shared it with some lay people in the community to just get a feedback of where they were at. And, man, you'd be surprised at the feedback we got because I'm saying this is the divide. And that's why I do no covers because I want to kill that divide. I want them to be able to understand where you at. And where you coming from, because the video, I understood where you were at. You know, it was a scenario. It's an everyday scenario.
It really is, man.
It goes on.
And when I did that video, man, it meant a lot to me because people don't understand out here in these streets how much of a split second of your life means.
Yeah.
People really don't understand, man. You really don't understand how hard it is in the belly of the beast if you're not in it. I'm telling the guys on the truth, man.
I want to go somewhere. I got a caller that's calling in. I'm going to take this caller, and I want to tell you all where I want to go because me and you had a conversation earlier about the Chinese driver that got shot.
Yeah.
And I want to go to that conversation. But I want to take this caller that's calling in at 2168. Let me see what we got going on. 2168, caller.
What's going on, brother? This is Mr. Vance. What's happening?
Oh, that's my
What's
brother.
What's going on, bro?
What's happening, man? What I just wanted to say real quick is that I don't think that it's made for people of other generations, like people that grew up in the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, to understand. Just like when they made revolutionary music back in the days, you had the elderly that didn't understand the youth. I think the whole thing is the music is revolution. It's supposed to ensue on a person's mind to change. Everything is not about an elderly person or somebody from the outside trying to understand, because that's the whole thing. It's artistic. They're not going to get it. Like what you said, what you're writing about or what you're talking about is the streets. A lot of elders, because they've been incompetent, meaning not taking care of their business for their household, you know, and everything is in shambles, they want a person to paint an illusionary, animated, cartoon-type way of thinking. Like, they wanted you to talk about the land flowing with milk and honey and everything is beautiful and cotton candy and lollipops in the sky. But, damn, people out here hungry. Damn, I'm facing unemployment. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you're not giving me a job, so I'm talking about the hell which I live in. Now, if you were to put me in heaven, then, yeah, I'll talk about white robes. I'll talk about all the lovely things that the world might bring. But that's not what we have been. And I think that's the main mentality, or that's the music of today. Music of today is more real than anything. I mean, a lot of times they don't attack the rock and roller when he talks about shooting his mama and smacking the hell out of his daddy. They don't talk about the rock and roller, but what do the Caucasian express? They express a dysfunctional household. When you look at rap music, I might not have the Bentley, but yeah, Dad, I'm going to talk about the Bentley because that's what I want. That's what I'm dreaming about. And that's the reality. I'm going to talk about drugs because that's what's in the community. I mean, the whole thing is not to stop. When you talk about the police department, the whole thing is not to stop the drugs. The whole thing is to contain the drugs. That's the whole thing. If they wanted to stop it, they could. If they wanted to stop crime, they could. They got satellites that can pinpoint an ant in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, they can pinpoint ants on the ground and tell you the different type of species of a damn ant. But you can't stop drugs. No, you want to contain it. Who's going to buy the Bentley fresh off the lot? Who's going to buy the Fiari or whatever, you know? They do. They keep their economy going. So all of this, you know, all of this police department and this and that and this and that, all of this to me has always been game. Even the elders, when they talk and they try to say, oh, this is wrong and that is wrong, it's up to the elders to make it right. And if a brother is expressing realistic music, it's up to me to fall back and say, hold on, let me try to fix what's wrong and let me try to help this brother out, you know, change this reality. And that's basically it, brother.
I need you to stay right there. I'm gonna take a break.
Hey, let me chime in on that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me chime in on that, man. And I agree with you 100%, man, because when I look at what's going on around here, I read the paper, man. You know what I'm saying? I just seen where they had I don't care if I'm wrong, but like, I think it was like $500,000 a grant for this new task force just for the North Side. And I'm looking at, I'm like, man, you mean to tell me? I got a question for y'all, man. Who receives more funding, a police or a teacher?
Go ahead.
I mean, who receives more money, a police or a teacher? I guess it's more important to enforce laws than to teach them. Feel me? You got $500,000 to lock these dudes up out here. You got $500,000 just to lock somebody up. You could have took that money and put them to work. Come on, man. You wouldn't believe how many people I know that's in the streets that see me doing something with myself and ask me, like, yo, man, you know where I can get a job at? Come on, man. You think people want to get out here and hustle every day? You think people wake up in the morning and say, yo, I'm going to kill somebody today? Hell no.
All right. I need y'all to stay right there. Don't move, because I'm going to bring y'all both back on. Man, don't you go nowhere, because we got the second half of the hour. I need to deal with something very special, and stay right there. Don't move.
The whole 910, man. Eastern North Carolina got it locked down.
786607. Press 1 to talk to the host. You can also catch us in our chat room at Blog Talk. I'm listening to y'all in that chat room. Hey, somebody need to go in that chat room and get Volterbyte straight. Hey, Volterbyte, don't mean me coming in that chat room with you tonight. You know how we do. So somebody need to go in that chat room and talk to him tonight. We got you on Blog Talk Radio. And if you got us on, I'm talking to the chat room. If you got us on Blog Talk Radio, all you have to go to blogtalkradio.com/no covers. You go into our chat room, and then you can catch us on facebook.com/DAAWUD. Now, coming back to where we at. I think I got both my hosts on there. I know I got Blanco. Vance, you see it there?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I got both of y'all. Man, let's go somewhere. Cause I did a, cause I admire both of you brothers, so now y'all can take me where I need to go with this show, cause this is a show I've been waiting for. I put on the internet the other day that we didn't march for Lou the way we did Trayvon Martin, and Lou was the Chinese driver that got killed. We got four young brothers downtown initially, and now we got six. So we got six black males that's downtown, locked up. A couple of them I know. I can tell you some history on them, but I won't tell it on the air. That are facing the death penalty. I mean, they ain't facing no prison. Two of them are facing the death penalty. I know for certain that they are going to give the 15 to 20-year-old the death penalty. That's for certain. The 15-year-old, he may escape the death penalty based on what he gives them. But for certain, the 20-year-old is going to get the death penalty. Now, I'm battling with this. I'm just going to tell you where I'm at. Because this, see, I have to, this is no covers. I know they listen to me.
Well, if it's no covers, man.
This is no covers. I'm real with this. When I'm battling with it because they come to me and they say, Daoud, how you going to handle this? I'm not really feeling the death penalty. I'm not feeling it. Part of me is feeling it when I look at the situation. I say, "Yeah, punishment," but I ain't feeling killing nobody's life. At the same time, when I know the circumstances that involved around how they got there,
So it's a torn situation with me because I got to get in the room and face these people. Because I got to sit in the room across the room from them, and they say, well, how the community feel about what we're about to do? We're about to give a young man death penalty for shooting a driver. And what the nail in the coffin is the fact that they went and ate the food and came back. That's kind of like the nail in the coffin. I can feel that.
Good bullshit.
I can feel it. I'm like, yes. I can feel that. Now, how we going to deal between the three of us? Because that's what I got on the line right now. I got about, now I'm going to tell y'all right now, there's about 20-something callers on the line. But the arrows are light, lit. So I'm going to deal with what I got to deal with. How we going to deal with that?
I mean, you want to go in on that first?
Go in.
I'm going to keep it 100, man. Like, when I found out about that situation, man, you know what I'm saying? It just broke my heart, man, because you got 15-year-olds, man. You know what I'm saying? 20-year-olds with just that mind state, you feel me? But at the same time, man, you got to think, man, like, where did they get this mind state from? You feel me? And I read in the paper, man, that they was gonna try to give, you know, the 20-year-old the death penalty, you know, for shooting, you know, the Chinese delivery driver.
Oh, he gonna get it.
And I wanna first and foremost say that, you know, I send my condolences, you know, to, you know, the delivery driver's family and all that, man. But at the same time, and I stand up in front of whoever I got to say this to. I don't care. I go to whoever, judge whoever, DA whoever, and tell them to their face if I got to. That's bullshit. Because how can you give a child? That's still a child, man. That ain't no fully developed mind. You mean to tell me you going to give this 20-year-old kid a death penalty? He ain't even figured out life yet. We ain't got shit out here, man. We ain't got shit out here. We ain't got nothing, man. You ride around here all day, you don't see nothing but kids walking around all day. We ain't got shit. We don't have nothing around here. Nothing. So when you don't have nothing, what are you going to do? I'm not saying that it's right for what happened, but I know why that happened. That happened because we don't have shit around here. And I'm not saying that they did that to him because they don't have shit, or they did that to him because they was hungry. I'm not saying that. It's deeper than that. You feel me? We got people around here, man. Think about it like this. If most of these kids' family done threw them away because they can't even raise them, or do they even try to raise them? I look around here and I see all these kids in the street. I'm like, where your mom at? Like, come on, man. You got to understand, like, we ain't got nothing around here. And all you do is frown. Like, you spend all this money to fire somebody before you help them or give them anything? I mean, that's just my standpoint on that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you could chime in on that. You know, I'm going to come back in on that, but.
Come on back.
That right, they ain't sitting right with me, man.
Hey Blanco, I just want to say this with this one thing. If it was me, and I'm not talking about a justice system, I'm talking about family, because that's what it boils down to. It boils down to family. If somebody were to do my family unjustly, don't treat them with justice, they kill them. How do I handle it? Do I turn into some type of Dick Tracy investigator, or do I crack heads? I mean, I can say, well, you know what, man, you grew up wrong. This happened. If my mother were to go to the store and a guy kills my mother, who do I run to? I'm talking about the mentality. You would say, oh, hell no, it's going down. I mean, that's just the other angle that I'm coming from. If it was me, if the shoes was on my foot and the young folk were to do that to my family, how would I respond? Would I be so sympathetic? Would I be like, oh, look at his brother a hug. Let me get his brother some type of therapy, and let's talk about your issue. Me personally, I don't believe in that, but I don't believe in this too. A rapist can't charge another rapist. A murderer can't charge another murderer.
Yeah.
Country, yeah. This country can't charge anybody with doggone murder. You can't charge nobody with murder. You can't even charge them with rape. You built them, just like you said, basically made in America. We are a product of America. So if you see beastly, primitive, savage behavior, goddamn, where did it come from? Where did it stem from? Just like you said, like if you see the youth with no direction, nothing to do, the family structure broke down. That's what you, I mean, it is what it is. But it's also that other side. When do we implement justice where a brother is on some straight buffoonery and on some straight savage type stuff? You kill a man for no reason. When do street codes hit? Because things like that happen, everything become like a turtleneck, straight up hot. Everything becomes crazy, just like you were to do a video. Oh, no, it's not happening because it's gangbangers out here killing people for no reason. So even if a brother wanted to do something positive, you know, we have this label that's been put on black young youth, that you're savage and that you kill people for no reason. So when does the street or brothers take charge of that and set that thing right? Because somebody got to set it right. You can't throw that thing up in the air and say anything goes, or the brother should be let free, or this and that and this and that. Kill the man.
This is why I love this dialogue. I got a 6318. Let's just chime in for a second. 6318. Go ahead, Bronco.
I want to say something real quick before they chime in, man.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? My perspective, man, is, you know, we get us in the streets get so much of a backlash because of crime. I mean, I'm sitting in my car, police just roll past me. Like, the police patrol in these areas like sharks. You know what I'm saying? Because these are crime related areas.
Oh, hey, Blanco,
I'm gonna break.
Believe me, they know you on my show tonight.
Yeah, and I hope they listening.
They know you. They know you on my show.
But listen, and what I want to say, man, is me personally, crime comes from a lack of necessities. Where is there an area with the lack of necessities? It's right in the streets. Come on, man. Would somebody that already had the money to buy something really steal it? You feel me? Would somebody who already had everything that they needed really steal?
Boy, do what you do.
You know what I'm saying? Crime comes from a lack of necessities, man, not a way of life, man. When you got people, half of these situations that happen out here, the murders and all that, it comes from a lack of necessities, man, not having nothing.
6318.
The bill's going to keep adding up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that from that. I'm just keeping it 1,000, man.
6318, you on the line.
Brother, man, how you doing, sir?
Man, come on with it. Come on with it. We having fun tonight. It's on. I've been waiting for this show.
Well, I've been sitting here listening to both of these brothers, and I got a question for both brothers. What should be the punishment? What do you both think should be the punishment? There has to be a punishment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the law. I mean, the justice system basically plays out itself. You can't really rewrite the justice system. So for murder, I guess the penalty is life. You know what I'm saying? I got a homeboy right now serving life in prison. You feel me? And I believe that I believe that if you do something, there's always a price to pay. I'm not saying let him out of jail because of his circumstances. I'm not even on either side of that fence of that. All I'm saying is the man is 20 years old. 20, man. You know what I'm saying? And as far as my personal life,
I'm saying what should be the consequence. Both
hey,
of you got to tell me what should be the consequence. How much time
I have something point blank. I'm putting it in my shoe, from my perspective. If a guy, I serve his head on a platter. That's me. That's me. That's the justice. That's the justice that I believe in. I believe in that justice. I serve his head on a platter. If that was me and my family, it's going down, man. It's in every. And if people, if a person put that in his in your shoes, how would you feel? Then, I mean, how would you feel if that were to happen to you?
I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all, man. And this is real. That happened to me. My mother. I lost my mother when I was 16 years old, 2005. My mother was shot and killed. You feel me? So I know I've been in that situation. I've been there. I know how I feel. My stepfather's father killed my mother in the domestic dispute, you know, in 2005. So I know the situation. That's why I feel the way. And what my family did is we chose to give him life in prison because I felt like with that situation that the death penalty was too easy. You feel me? But at the same time, this is when the pot boils. He got an appeal a year later.
Yes. Yes.
And he took a plea for second degree murder.
Yes.
So with that first degree murder, life with no parole, get an appeal a year later or 2 years later and got second degree. You mean to tell me you gonna sentence this 20-year-old boy to death? That's why I feel the way I do about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt that, and I've been there. And the way how I feel on that perspective is you know, what made my opinion turn that way.
And I understand that because I understand your history on that situation. Because now we're dealing with a race situation. We're dealing with a person
that was able to get off on one end.
Well, we're going to deal with this black young man, 20 years old, on a different end.
So what's the solution? It's always, we got to have a solution. What's going to continue to happen?
I say anything but the death penalty, man. I just disagree with that. And based off my past, you know, history with that, I just say not the death penalty. From my knowledge, from reading the paper and that DA saying directly death penalty off the rip, I utmost do not respect that.
All right, okay. This is Blog Talk Radio. We're going to switch the channel. All right. I got all y'all on the line. And three of my favorite people are on the line. Now, politics. Where we at? Are we in or out? Because I really don't give a damn. Are we in or out? I mean, are we in? Are we out? We got a black president sitting there. Because I told y'all tonight, we talking about everything. I just pressed the button to get me some extended time. The clock says I got 10 minutes and 94 seconds left. I got more time than that because I got a whole another hour left. I'm kicking it tonight. Politics, where we at? We got a black president in office. Is it doing us any good?
Elvin.
Go ahead.
I don't really think the black president is the one that's running this thing here, man. We know who run this. Man don't run this.
Yeah, and if I could chime in on that, man, to be honest with you, You know, they won't tell you that, but the population of black people in this country is a lot higher than what they want us to know. And to keep it 100, one of the reasons why we was freed as slaves is because we was overpopulated then. They didn't have enough people to manage and maintain us then. So can you imagine with all of these, you know, single mothers raising and having these young babies and young babies and young, we're breeding at a rate far more than, you know, the Caucasian people. So by me saying that is, you know, they just like how you adapt to your habitat, they adapt to theirs. Ain't nobody, come on, man. We, black people elected Obama. You can say the college kids did, college white kids or young white kids, and I'm not saying that in a racist way, but that's way too much credit to them. I believe that this, I already know that this black community was far more in votes as far as voting in politics and actually being involved with politics was the highest statistic in history. You feel me? So at the same time, they want to stay ahead of their game. So what do? They involve a black president as a candidate to use him as a puppet to continue to do what they do without as much attention. So at the same time, even though we do got a black president and he conscious enough to where he want to help us, but at the same time, look at all them bills he had that's being vetoed. Come on, you know what I'm saying? So that's my opinion on that. And then if you want to talk about Willie Lynch, what more do you do than go get a black Republican to run against him? You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, when you viewing things these days, it's not too far from back in the day. And I'm not raising a racist issue, but everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, that it still exists.
Yeah.
And my grandmother, you know, marched with the Wilmington 10 back in the 70s, and she, you know what I'm saying, got locked up for protesting and did a little time. And my great-grandfather was the president of the NAACP here in Wilmington, Burdell Harvey, at the time when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And my grandmother told me, I said, Grandma, you know, do you feel like racism was worse back then? Because she told me about stories of what they had to do. And you know what she told me? She told me it was worse now. Because she told me back then, you knew who didn't like you. Now, you ain't got no idea. You know what I'm saying? And that's real.
Hey,
you
Block.
Don't know.
Hey, Block. Now, here's the trip part. This is why I do this. I really set it up. I really set this show up. Do you...
Right.
I'm going to talk straight talk. This is no covers.
Right.
Do you realize that what you just spit over the last... I'm using language, spit. For y'all
yeah.
that's on the air that's tripping, I'm using language, spit.
Right.
Do you realize
right.
what you just spit? The average people don't know you can spit like that.
Yeah, and that's
and
what how
I'm,
I like
oh, I did this show on purpose. Because I just sat there and watched you intellectually dialogue
yeah.
as if we were dialoguing on Fox News.
Right.
With the general.
But the average person, the average people in our community don't understand that our rappers, that the people that we sit out here and condemn can spit. These are our children, man.
Yeah,
they spit like we spit.
Intellectually sound. What I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And my brother,
and
he just
time,
came out intellectually and explained himself in an articulate way. But most of our people can't understand it. And I'm going to go somewhere y'all don't want to go because most
hey, yo,
this show
and,
is going to go out to the politicians and the preachers that I sent it
let
to.
Let me chime in 1 second on that, man. And I appreciate that you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that
man,
what
just
you just
fit,
said.
Man.
And at the same time, I'm going to tell you like this. You would not believe how many people out here is on that same level with
I know
you?
They
you
are.
You wouldn't believe it.
They on the line right now. I'm looking at the line.
It.
Y'all don't have the privilege that I look at. I'm looking at the young people on the line. I'm looking at Facebook. I'm looking at Blog Talk Radio. We talking about our young people are done. They not done. This brother represents the young people, the future of America. Our children are not done. Man, whack with that. You're crazy with that. We got a bright future. Because I'm sitting here watching how they responding. I'm seeing how you responding. And I'm saying, wow. The average politician downtown that want to lock you up right now don't understand that you know what you know. And don't understand that the brothers is out there know what they know. They just frustrated because they have no leadership, and it's time for us to uncover and provide the proper leadership for them.
Word up.
And Dawu.
Yeah.
Dawu and Rocco, I just wanted to say, and this is another thing, the elders in a lot of regards are not the professionals. Are not the professionals in certain areas. When it comes to gangs, when it comes to galvanizing and bringing young people together, a lot of times politicians go get the elders to do it. No, it's the young people right now that are the leaders, that are the professionals in a certain area. If you want to talk to a young, if you want to reduce crime, man, don't go to an elder. No, talk to the young people.
Right, and
that's,
let me chime.
That's where we missing the ball.
And let me chime in on that too, man. And as far as the gang situation, man, I mean,
go ahead.
It's crazy, man. You know, you got all these. You can look in the paper, man. They make up a new task force for grant money every other week. It ain't hard to tell. But I'm gonna ask y'all a question, man.
Go ahead.
If there was no crime. Would a gang member be a bad person? If there was no crime, would a gang member be a bad person? That's what I want to know. And if the answer is no, then the ones that are not committing crime shouldn't even be under no scrutiny. You got people that make decisions based off of their well-being and what their life is presenting them. You know what I'm saying? You got the whole Rico law and all of that.
You got a point there, young brother. You got a point. I'm going to tell you why. I'm in a motorcycle gang, and we fly colors, and we wear vests, and we family. We just don't do no illegal activities, but we're a gang.
Right.
We fly our colors wherever we go, and we stick together like family. And if something goes on with one of our members, then you got to deal with all of our members. But we're not involved in illegal activities. So that's what separates.
Right.
I understand your point going there. I understand.
What I want to say about that, man, is because you got to look at these people who out here getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? They family throw them away. They ain't got nobody but people who they blend in or feel comfortable with the same likes. So that's who they feel comfortable with. The only people that really take these people in who the system throw away. You know what I'm saying? The system throw you away. Your family throw you away. Who else gonna bring you in but the street? You know what I'm saying? And it comes back to the point of us not having nothing. No lack of necessities, man. We don't have nothing. We don't have nothing going for us. We don't have no jobs. You know what I'm saying? We don't have, you know what I'm saying, money to go to school. You know what I'm saying? You got certain Pell Grants you can't even get with a felony. You can't even get a real estate license with a felony. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you got some government assistance you can't even get with a drug charge.
Right.
So how can you sit here and tell these people to go get a job when people who hire it only want to hire people they feel comfortable working with?
Hey,
the average person with a felony, you gonna be scared of them.
Hey, Blanca, I don't know whether this is as relevant or not, but it just relates to when you talk about But motorcycle club and gang and this. And the thing about it is, right, you got the Democratic Party, you got the Republican Party, the
gangs.
Democratic Party.
Gangs?
The Democratic Party.
The police department, gang.
It's blue. The Republican Party color is red. Their symbol is an elephant.
Blue.
The Democratic Party symbol is a jackass or a donkey or whatever, whatever. They sit in a cipher and talk about how to drop nuclear bombs on another country. So how can I get angry at a little marginalized little group that talk about little pop guns, talking about pop guns, but you talking about wiping out whole nations, whole people. So the pot calling it black, you know. I mean, damn.
I got another caller want to call in. I got to do a commercial break because I got to promote Mulaco. And I got a call at 5969. Hold right there. Give me 2 minutes, and I'm gonna bring you back into this conversation. We ain't going nowhere. I just punched the button for another hour. All
right, we in.
We ain't going nowhere. Hold on.
All right.
Ray Charles in my Ray-Ban. No one, I'm talking straight man. Them haters only die cause I turn it up. Spin the brick the knob, watch me turn it up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Watch me turn it up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Watch me turn it up.
Ray Charles and my Ravens look like I'm on vacation. Money ain't the topic, then no need for conversation. Your shorty want that pipe, I go to work and call it maintenance. Beat it up so good it made her neighbors call the station. No one, straight man, racked up like a pool hall. Hit a good, make a breakdown, then break off like a cue ball. All about that lettuce, I stack it up like it's Tetris. All I see is money, no workout, homie, I'm flexing. I tell you when I'm hiring, she detailing and polishing. I tricked too much, it could buy good. I gave her a scholarship. Excuse me, Planet Fitness, but I'm flexing with no membership. All I do is digits like I'm working for a dealership. Can't do it like my team, why the f*** would you try? Popping bottles, VIP like the 4th of July. All I do is stunt, watch me turn it up. All I do is flex, watch me turn it up.
Ray Charles in my Ray-Ban. No one, I'm talking straight man. Them haters only die cause I turn it up. Spin the brick the knob, watch me turn it up. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Tune in to No Covers on Blog Talk Radio, 858-947-6607. Press 1 to talk to the host. Chat room is now open. We're open in the chat room. Also, catch us on Facebook.com. And I got a caller on Fat. Now, this is how this works. I don't delete callers. So once you're in, you're in. We just talk over each other. So 565969, you just coming into the midst of some fire. Go ahead and say what you got to say. 5969, you on the air.
Okay. I run a youth program.
Come on.
And the program targets youth between the ages of 16 to 24. We offer financial incentives. We offer supportive services. I would like to say we're like a family, but I'm competing with the streets. How do I or what do I do to get the young people to trust me and trust the staff to know that we are down for them? That's where I'm stuck, because it appears that those opportunities are available. They don't want it, but I know I'm competing with the streets. What's the draw that the streets have that I have not bought to the program?
Money.
No, that ain't it.
I'm going to tell you, this is how this works. I keep all my callers on the air. Let's come with it.
When I hear that right there, you know, what I see is, you know what I'm saying, when I listen to it and what you just said, what that sound like to me is what is the more percentage of time And I know who that is talking, you know what I'm saying? And you know, but what I'm going to say is the percentage of time, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you got after-school programs, too, that people can make an argument about, like, you know, we got these opportunities for them. But at the same time, when somebody is spending more time in the streets, not because they want to, but because they live there, and that constant pull from the streets, from them living there, and the amount of time and percentage of time that they in the streets compared to doing something positive, it just pulled too hard.
All right.
And the strongest ones is the ones that really make the most.
This is when no covers pull the plug. I'm gonna answer the caller's question based off experience.
Now, ooh, you gotta let me get in there.
I'm gonna let you get in a minute, but let me answer the caller's question based off experience first. I'm 48 years old. My mother was on a program called CETA. It was a federal program. My mother was on a federal program called CETA, who gave her job, employment, skills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was a my father didn't want her to be on it, but she pushed my father to the limit to say we had to eat, so she went on that program. I'm going to answer the caller's question because the youth of today are different from the youth of yesterday. The federal programs that we have, the youth pretty much can see right through them. They see right through the numbers, and they see right through the game. So what happens is, I was in the mental health field, and I remember in the mental health field, I was making a lot of money. And somebody came to me one day and said, Daoud, can I get one of them jobs that you work with? You work with the retarded people that we travel around all day long. And they wanted a job from me. I want one of them jobs that I can guide the people around all day long. It's a $12-hour job. Working with our young people has become the new mental health field. Mental health is gone. I used to work in mental health and used to make good money.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could get those employees that would drive the people around all day long. So now the government pays good money to take the young people around all day long and give them hope of a new situation. And the young people don't participate as fully as they should because they can see right through it. What we have to do now, because I got everybody on the line, oh, Lord, the night is lit up. We got to create our own situation. And we have to use the federal money that we get. I'm not saying don't take the federal dollars. I'm not saying don't support the programs that we got. But in the back room, we all know that those are federal dollars, and at the end of the day, though the government of the United States has built a prison industry complex, and they plan to send these young women and children to prison.
Let me
we must find a way to get out. Brother Vance, you on next, and I got another caller coming right behind you.
Go ahead, man.
And Blanco, this your show, so you after him.
All right. You want me to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you was talking about that, you know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, man, you got so many positive, you know, people in the community, man, that really want to help us out here. But they ain't
One second. Shout outs to Frankie Roberts. Shout out to Katrisa. Shout out. We got to get shout outs. Frankie, Katrisa,
yeah,
Link Program. I'm going to give shout outs.
You Build Program.
They
you
are trying program. To do the best they can do with monies that they got stipulations on. So shout out to them.
Yeah. And let me chime in on that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I salute the Bill program, man. I don't know what I don't even know where I'd be at if it wasn't for the youth bill program, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the president of the youth council over there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the, you know what I'm saying, youth bill students. You know what I'm saying? 2012, man. Shout out to Miss Katrisa, definitely Miss Gunn, Miss Tamir. You know what I'm saying? Everybody over there, Kevin. And at the same time, man, you know, I did my homework because man, we had days over there at Youthville where, you know what I'm saying, you got some of the kids, man. Well, I ain't going to say kids. You got some of the students, man. And we ain't even have enough in the grant to have food. You know what I'm saying? Like, you over there, we over there, we in a building. We in a building that was basically handed down to us. And the building ain't even ours yet. You got, and I mean, when I say we had people in there that's really, we had people in there, man, that's really in the streets that took a chance to change, to do something with themselves. You feel me? Not nobody that just got put together to make it look good. I'm talking about real people. You know what I'm saying? Real people going through real issues, man. And we ain't have no help from nobody else, man. Nobody else. Like, what we had to do was basically off the strength, man. We got all these politicians coming through as guest speakers, and I should say their name. They came through. Telling us, you know, matter of fact, shout out to Powell Bell Bonner, man. Shout out to Cat at
yes,
Powell
yes,
Bell.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Word up, man. And but it's a lot that helped, man. Shout out to everybody that did help. But man, whoever y'all know y'all ain't help, man. And shout out to Power Temp too, Frank at Power Temp. And to keep it 100, man, we had a lot of people coming through there that had a lot of money, man. I ain't gonna dig in their pockets, but they got money. I'm talking about money where they can really change stuff, man. We got kids in there that's homeless, man. We got students in there that ain't have nowhere to stay at. You know what I'm saying? We have people in there that was walking from Garden Lake, walking from Houston Mall way down there to 3rd Street, by 3rd Street Burger King, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have people that's really trying to do something, but at the same time, how much do we have to slave when we already ain't got shit?
Vance, you want to chime in on that? Because I got a call at 468-4363 is on hold. Vance, you there?
Yeah, I'm listening, man.
Go ahead, chime in, because I got a call I got to take.
No, go ahead. Take the call, brother.
464363. You new. Come on in.
Hey, what's up, Dawood? It's Ant. Like manhood.
Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what Blanco was saying about people coming on youth programs and try to speak to us and all that. Because I'm from Light Manhood, and you know what I'm saying? They come in there, they got all these motivational stories. But like you were saying, like, what you going to do to help us? Like, where the jobs at? You know what I'm saying?
Word.
They got all this money, but they don't want to come off no jobs. I know some of the people that come in there, they got the power to hire people. They got the power to change some lives, so instead of coming in there speaking, coming in with some opportunities for a brother to get out the streets and do something positive with his life. You know what I'm saying?
Word up, man.
Hey, I love you for coming on the air, bro.
I will. Now I'll respond. I'll respond to that.
Okay. Go ahead.
The whole thing about it, for years, this is how long will young people let me lie to them?
Not long. They would. Young people will let you lie to them 2 minutes.
But this is the thing. That's why we have to do our homework and we have to go with self. You can't count on Billy, John to hire you. Because every time they step before you, a lot of times it's an intent behind it. You can count on probably one hand of sincere people that's really, and you got to really check their background. Have they really been in the trenches? Have they really been impoverished, man? Do they really know the struggle? Have they ever dealt with having a felony and then trying to get employment? So they said, well, I can help you out. How far are you willing to go? And a lot of times, brother, they're not going to go as far as your dreams. they're not going to go. So a lot of times, this is where family, this is where the brotherhood kicks in, that we have to be self-sufficient and create our own job. If we wait on Billy, if we wait on John to hire us, you will starve. So everybody that steps before you, take what you can as far as knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Take what you can get. But after that, tap your boots, man, and make it work, man. And I'm not talking about
Vance. That's what I don't think that some of the people in the organization understand. When they come before you, take what you can get. But it,
right.
at the end of the day, it's self-development.
Right.
We got to keep
right.
pushing self-development.
Right.
Because these are brilliant. I'm here sitting here listening tonight. I'm saying, these are brilliant brothers. These
right.
brothers are brilliant.
Word up.
They brilliant. But the community don't ever expose themselves to them because we are caught in a vacuum. And we got, thank God for, I thank God all day that he's given me this opportunity to come to the air.
That was me.
Who there?
That was me.
Come on.
You remember how you started your company, brother?
Come on.
Remember what you had to do? You
come on.
You got your information, brother?
Come on.
Remember all them late nights you stood at the art, brother?
Come
you
on.
The information you needed to make your way for your family, brother?
They don't know that.
To make a way for me, brother.
Come on.
You had to do what you had to do, brother.
We got to do what we got to do. Man, y'all are blessed on the line tonight. Y'all are blessed.
Let me chime in on that one time, man.
It's you tonight. Go ahead, chime.
And what I want to say about that, man, is, you know, if you just take a ride, you know what I'm saying, to one of these, you know, rich neighborhoods. Like, just go to Rifle Beach, man. Do they really make them kids out there, you know, do they really make them clean up the community? Do they really do that? Nah. When I look at these programs like Youth Build, in which I was a part of, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the things like fundraisers we did on our own, like little community services, what we did. But at the same time, who gives out community service? Sometimes they give you a sentence for that, for a crime you done committed in the court. You feel me? So at the same time, I know it was all for a reason to give back to the community, but at the same time, how can you take kids? How can you take students? How can you take people that ain't got nothing? And then, you know what I'm saying, just expect them to not do everything on their own with no help. But how do you expect them to basically just take them out there, go clean up trash? Come on, man. Like, give us something, man. We ain't got nothing.
Well, you know what, brother?
Give us something.
You got to take what you want. They ain't going to give you nothing.
And I feel that, and I ain't saying that from a lazy standpoint, and I ain't saying that from no standpoint of we feel like we old, but at the same time, we ain't giving nothing. We already ain't got nothing, but we ain't got nothing to get.
Now,
I got something for y'all.
Now, I got all y'all on the line. Oh, boy, it's a beautiful night. We got 10th and Rankin. We about to take that part. That's Merc Billy. That's Merc. Hey, Blanc. That's Merc.
What up? You already know, man.
You already know.
My brother, man.
So that's Merc.
My brother, man.
Now, in the month of August, I need all y'all to come on. Let's get busy. We're going to go ahead and we're going to make that park what we need it to be. Stay tuned to what we're doing. We're going to take 10th and Rankin and make that our home. I need all y'all to back what this radio station is trying to do. I'm going to tell y'all where we at. Mr. Roberts just talked to the city council this week. And they're trying to get public access station back on. We don't need public access station. This is our public access station right here. Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
I'm looking at the screen. I got people on the air that have never talked to each other before. On top of the screen, I'm looking at the chat room. Man, we on. Let's do this.
Word up, man.
Let's do this.
Anything.
Tune in every night at Tuesday at the same time, Thursday at the same time. Monday,
anything
Wednesday, and Friday,
I need
it, y'all to tune
like
in
that.
At 8 o'clock in the morning at the same time. I ain't crazy. Y'all that know me know I ain't crazy. It ain't crazy about me. Let's do this.
Word, man. And I want to chime in back to something like, remember before we had that, man, we was talking about, you know what I'm saying, America, and as far as like, you know what I'm saying, the gang situation now, man, you know what I'm saying, and yo,
go ahead,
yeah,
what's that in the background? What's that? But anyway, you know what I'm saying. I just wanted to say something, you know what I'm saying, because I do a lot of research on a lot of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying, like I do my homework on a lot. So what I was thinking, you know what I'm saying, because Christopher Columbus got a holiday. You feel me? they gave Christopher Columbus a holiday for basically discovering America, right? But how you discover a land where people was already living at, you feel me? But that's something else. That's something else. But when the gang situation in the city just put a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, man. But at the same time, if you Google gang, Google blood gang, whatever, and you'll see that it's labeled, you know what I'm saying, criminal activities such as, like, murder, drug trafficking, robbery. Just Google it, you feel me?
Bruh,
but at the same,
my intention tonight was to bring you on and let them see that you're a very intelligent brother, and this gang stuff is all part of what they trying to accomplish. I'm about to wrap this up.
Organize the hood under our chain banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras.
You've been listening to No Covers on Block Talk Radio. We're sorry, but our time has extended itself. Hey, y'all come back in next Tuesday night, because we're coming back at you again, because we can't stop this subject. Let's go back at it again.
Sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons, dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize your welcome to a socialist economy, a way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell, but the world is controlled by the white male, and the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't ever get solved, and the jobs don't ever be enough, so the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage,
No more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the project. Material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the fact, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believe in it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems